Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. P, as many of you call me, but you know, I really do have a name, Pat Basile, and joining you here, 14 hours of live radio a week, we are having a blast. Our theme this year is Thriving Again in 2010, and we are doing things each and every day that we're on air with you and while we're off air, creating an opening for all of us to step into what is known as the best that we could possibly be. But today's show is a show I have been so looking forward to. I have to tell you, I think I have the best job in the world. I get to talk to so many people. I get to read so many books where people are sharing authentically what the journey has been like for them, but also what we could learn so that our lives can be absolutely magnificent. Today, joining me on the show is Rosanna Ionco. She's joining me today because she is an amazing best-selling author of Awakening the Divine Soul, Finding Your Life Purpose. But today, we're going to be talking about soul talk and beyond that, because once in a lifetime, we get to connect with someone like Rosanna, who, first of all, is openly and clearly presented a pathway that we're going to cover in the show tonight. You know, this amazing author achieved award-winning finalist status in the National Best Books 2009 Awards. She's a best-selling author, and more importantly, she is someone that helps other people navigate the pathways, the labyrinth of life, so that we too can step into the magnificence that we call our soul's purpose. Rosanna's joining us here today. You're going to hear a lot about her. You're going to hear a lot about how you can get involved in the work that she's doing and about her own personal story. But more importantly, this show is for you. For the many of you out there that have asked the question, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know where my passion lies. I don't know what life is about for me. Hopefully today we're going to get you some answers. Rosanna, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much, Pat, for having me. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for that beautiful intro, and your energy is so wonderful. So it's so great to be here and to be sharing this moment with all of you.
I want to thank you for joining me, but more importantly, I want to thank you for, you know, clearly in this book, you really poured out your soul, so to speak. You shared some very personal but very powerful stories. What was this like for you to step up and say, I have a story to tell, and I'm going to tell it from my authentic self?
Oh, you've given me chills just as you spoke that. You know, it's been quite a journey, and what it really has been all about, Pat, is really stepping out of my comfort zone and allowing my soul, my truth, to navigate this journey to enable others to do the same. You know, to enable others to connect with their deeper essence, with their truth, to really understand what it is that they are here to do. Because all of us have a purpose. And we are such magnificent beings, and we are so filled with creativity and uniqueness. So it's all about taking you to that inner journey to really get to know the mysterious, magical being that you truly are.
You know, this is a reminder that we need to have right now. I have talked to so many people, and And I think that there is an energy right now that's calling all of us to take the reins, so to speak, you know, to truly look at our lives and walk into that place that you call finding your life purpose. Let's talk about this for a little bit, because I want our listeners to know what this book is about, but also the journey that you take us on, you know, beginning with your journey, understanding who we are, but also the steps that you give us to help us find our life's purpose.
Well, it's just truly an amazing journey. I mean, you know, the question that everyone asks is, you know, well, what is my life purpose? I don't know. You know, I've been roaming this earth for, you know, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 70 years, and I still don't know what my purpose is. And what I would say is to really step back and take the inner journey and find out who you really are, first of all, and to see if you're connected with yourself and connected with your source. You know, your source may be God or the Creator, whatever your source may be. First of all, are you connected? Are you plugged in to your source? And are you really connected with yourself? Or are you allowing life and the rat race of life, you know, and the schedules and the busy craziness that we put ourselves in through work and chores to control your journey? And it's about stepping aside and saying, hang on a minute, this is my time. I'm here for a purpose. So I'm going to play detective. I'm going to investigate, and I'm going to see what really drives me. So, you know, number one is, what is your passion? You know, what are you passionate about? What were you passionate about when you were a child? You know, because there's so many people who grow up and they think, well, I'm all grown up now, so, you know, I can't possibly be that great singer or that artist or doctor or whatever it may be. So we allow our minds to take over, and the insecurity and the doubt. And, of course, the biggest thing, which I feel is really navigating many people's journey right now, is fear.
Yes. Yes. You know, what's interesting about the fear that's out there right now, it's a fear around money or lack thereof.
It is.
You know, when you think about it, Rosanna, let's just take this one area for a minute before we kind of leap into so many of the things we're going to talk about. Isn't it interesting to find, here we sit, that one of the greatest fears of all that is creeping up is this fear of money or lack thereof? But don't you think, at some level, it really isn't about the money. It's about a whole range of other things. And I wanted to ask you about that. As you travel around, there's so many people you're meeting and speaking with. What is really underneath that level of fear?
What is really underneath that level of fear is not knowing. I truly believe that, you know, many people don't actually know what they want. Because, yes, there is the area of, you know, money is not flowing, or, you know, people have lost their jobs. But perhaps it's an opportunity, right? So everything that happens to us is a blessing. And as hard and as difficult as it is to go through, if we can embrace it and look at it as a blessing and ask ourselves, okay, you know, what is really underneath all of this? And what is it that I really want? Because, you know, some people will find themselves, they've had this great job, they suddenly lost the job, you know, suddenly they don't have any finances. But when they really think about it, they think, well, I've spent 10 years in that job and I was miserable. I hated waking up in the morning when the alarm clock went off in the morning, and I didn't even want to go to work. So perhaps this is an opportunity to really connect with yourself and really check in with yourself and evaluate or reevaluate, you know, what it is that you really want out of life.
I want to ask you this question because, first of all, I love what you just said, and let me just talk to you a minute about a follow-up around that. I think you were just kind of reading my sort of bio, so to speak, around the whole job thing. But honestly, I did not have the courage to leave my job, especially after 20-plus years. And so let me ask you this about the soul. Here I sit doing something I absolutely adore. However, I didn't know I would love it. It found me. And yet, somehow, the alignment of energy, universe, whatever you want to call it, knew that the place that I was at wasn't serving me. Does the soul in some way have a level of intelligence that helps us, that taps us on our shoulders, and in my case hit me with a 2x4, to say, you know, you better be figuring something out because this is not it?
Absolutely. The soul, what the soul truly wants is for us to be our magnificent self, for
mm-hmm.
us to grow. You know, and I'm not going to say that this is an easy journey. You know, when you do embrace this journey of self-discovery, it's not, you know, you can't just wave a magic wand and have a quick fix, because what the soul truly wants is for us to expand and for us to emerge into our greatness. And if that means that we have to go through a little bit of the dark night of the soul in some cases, or a large amount of the dark night of the soul, and, you know, in my case, that's what it has been, then you'll see that the growth is just incredible. The expansion is just incredible. And then the doors begin to open, and then the courage, you know, you just step forward into that courage, and it's just incredible how many magical things come your way. But it's all about taking that first leap of faith, and it does take a great deal of courage. And, you know, there's so many times when I felt that I was just about there, and then I backed off, and I thought, I can't do this. It's so frightening, you know, I'm so scared. And that's when I realized that, wow, there's this little terrified girl inside of me, and I'm going to investigate, and I'm going to find out why. First of all, why am I so scared? What is it that I'm so afraid of? And, you know, I believe it was Marianne Williamson that quoted something that said, it's actually our light that we are afraid of, and not so much the dark, because we are so filled with light.
This is, for me, being able to connect with you, and certainly our listeners being able to connect with you. You know, this is really, for so many, a gift. Your book, your journey, your message is such a gift. And I have to tell you, Rosanna, to have this conversation with you right now, given where some people say we are in our evolution, at least in this country, but I would venture to say in a lot of places globally, this is really a time for people to take that step you're talking about. But here's the question. How important is it to understand the journey? And what I mean by the question is, some people, and I think I'm a good example, some people kind of are guided to take that next step, but truly don't really have a sense of why that's happening to them. Do you know what I'm saying, so to speak? It's like we're living in the question, and everybody around us is probably thinking we're out of our minds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I could imagine so many times people just thought, you know, I'm completely nuts. I remember when I first took the journey, and, you know, how I found my life purpose was actually in the middle of the snowy wilderness in Greenland, and I was 3 months pregnant with my first child. And, of course, I didn't tell my mother. She would have thought I was completely crazy, you know, carrying a child, going off, you know, husky dog sledge, trekking through the wilderness. I've had a lot of people who thought I was crazy, but you know what? It's that leap of faith and that trust. I trusted more than anything. I trusted with my heart and soul that I was being guided, and I knew there was a greater purpose. And, you know, the crucial element is to surrender. Even if you don't quite understand what's going on with you, but you know, just surrender to that calling of your soul. And even if it doesn't totally make sense, really take the leap of faith and trust.
Well, we're going to be talking about what surrender is. As a matter of fact, that's the way you start the book out. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pacho. But let me leave you with this. Rosanna starts the book out with this saying, and this is so incredibly important. She says, inside each and every one of us is true brilliance. It is deep down in your very core. Capture the essence of your being and bring it into creation. Explore and expand to touch the world with your magnificence. When we come back, we'll take you into the journey of someone that has done that, done it brilliantly, and has given us a blueprint so that we could discover the same. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Rosanna Ionco joining me here today. We will be right back, Awakening the Divine Soul. Stay tuned.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I am loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, For our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all so much for joining us in the show tonight. I have to tell you, I'm just like a kid in a candy store, so to speak, because my very special guest today, her story, her journey, her work, what she's doing today to help people awaken their souls, their divine souls, it's just incredible, and it's profound. You know, that's why her book, best-selling book, has been on the best-selling list, but also an award finalist. There is a message here that is so relevant, as we say in our pop culture. That's the new term now. Are you relevant? But it's so relevant to what all of us are wanting in our lives. And she's joining me here today because we're sharing part of her story, part of her journey. But more importantly, this is an invitation. It's an invitation for all of us to take that step that she talks about so wonderfully in the book. Rosanna, thank you again for joining us here today. I wanted to ask you about the various steps you outline in the book. And I guess there are a couple that I think are so important, but I want to jump to the one that you refer to as finding your life purpose, empowerment. And this one happens to fall in the chapter that you talk about animal wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so I have been waiting to ask you, what do you see the relationship, what is it between this animal wisdom or power animals and this step, this empowerment step?
Well, I just love even the word power animal. You know, it's so empowering. And to some people, it's very curious. You know, what is a power animal? And a power animal is a spirit guide in the form of an animal. And it's a term used in shamanism. You know, and Pat, we are all connected. You know, the universe is one big, beautiful thread. And we are intertwined into this beautiful, colorful thread that we call life. And the power animal is just an incredible guide, teacher, and friend that comes to assist us on our life's journey. And everyone, I believe every single person in the world has a power animal and a teacher who is here to, you know, help us on this journey, this incredible mystical journey that we are unveiling, you know, the journey of self, discovering more about ourself. And the power animal first came to me, actually, through my mind's eye when I was about to go into a sweat lodge for the first time. And I kept seeing this wolf. And I've always had an affinity with wolves. And I didn't quite know why. And it came so clear. And what it actually did, what it was warning me, you know, to get out of this situation that I was getting myself in. And after it came through my mind's eye, it came in a vision and a dream as well and warned me. And my power animal is still with me, you know, this very day. And I have more animals that are with me. And I believe that many of us have various power animals that assist us throughout our life and through various parts of our lives as well.
Well, I want to ask you a question about power animals because you and I were talking during the break a bit about them. Some people think that, well, maybe I have one power animal, and is it possible to get others? And, you know, what is the relationship with the power animals or the animals that come to us in our lives? Is there always, Rosanna, is there always a message?
Absolutely, Pat. There's always a message of some kind. For me, you know, the wolf came during that time to help me out of that situation, but also to teach me on my journey how to be a teacher, and still is teaching me how to be the best teacher that I can be to assist others on their journey. And yes, there's some people that may have one power animal with them throughout their life, or five power animals, or 10. For me personally, I find that different power animals have entered my life through different stages. So, you know, for example, if I needed to see more clearly, perhaps an eagle would come into my life and help me. And power animals are here to help you heal as well. So for those who journey, go on a shamanic journey, or even a meditation, call upon that power animal. Ask who is guiding you during this time in your life. And it's just incredible. Once you surrender to that, and once you invite this animal and invoke the spirit of this animal into your life, you know, it's just a new journey altogether. And you build a relationship with these power animals.
I want to ask you this question, Rosanna, because, you know, so many people are listening to the show today, and we're talking about the soul, but we're talking about, you know, the journey that each and every one of us gets to have. Some people believe that they're not meant to discover their life purpose. And I hear this a lot, and I'm sure you do. I mean, we hear this time and time again, whether it be on television or radio, but just by the way people describe their lives. Other mm-hmm. people say, I can't figure it out, Rosanna. I don't understand what my life purpose is. Mm-hmm. You've outlined a process or a way for people to do that. Is there something that we have to face before we can get to the place where we actually believe that we'll find our life's purpose?
Absolutely. I totally believe this with all my heart and soul, and I've gone through this myself, and that's why I help others on this journey. Mm. Because I've discovered it, you know, I've gone through the healing process, and it worked for me. And I would never share or teach anything that didn't work. And there are a few steps, without giving too many of the steps. In the book, there are 11 steps to finding your life purpose. So step number one is surrender. Yeah. So whatever is going on in your life right now, you know, whether it is, you know, a job that you've lost, or a job that you're so unhappy with that you have to leave, but you're so terrified because of the finances, or a relationship, or whatever may be going on in your life right now, step back and surrender. Don't fight it. Don't fight the situation. Just let go. Let go, and then I feel it's so crucial to have a date with yourself. You know, when I say having a date with yourself, I mean going on that inner journey, taking a step of courage. If you're not someone who knows how to meditate, perhaps try to meditate, you know, go to a class or see someone who can assist you, or even, you know, go into a room and put some peaceful music on, do some breathing exercises. If you're the type of person who likes to write, you know, go into that creative space, write, draw, play music, listen to music, dance, free yourself. Then accept. You know, step two to finding your life purpose, acceptance. Accept, you know, perhaps there's a situation in your life that you really feel you can't change. There's nothing you can do about it. It's already happened. You know, accept what happened, and then try and find the blessings in the situation. What did you learn from it? How can you grow from that situation? How can you turn that situation around into something better?
When we think about this, and I love what you're talking about, you know, it's really unusual for many people to discover this. You know, I used to have a different story, Rosanna, about my life, and I'm sure you have as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to have a different story. My mom died when I was 7 years old. My dad remarried. Aww. You know, the typical stepmother, sister family, all of that. What was that story? What's that? Cinderella, right. There you go. You know, we all have that story, but somehow something clicked. I don't know what it was. I think maybe it had to do with that experience I talked to you about. But all of a sudden, it was as if a light switch went on. And I could look back at my life and say, oh my gosh, you know, my mom's death led me to my stepmom, which helped me carve and shape the woman that I am today.
Wow.
But from your perspective, what can we say to our audience to help them watch the signs, so to speak. Because I have to tell you, I wasn't awake enough to know that this was happening to me. I'll just be really honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are signs, because I picked them up from your book. There are signs that we could be made aware of, so to speak. And what do we do when we see the sign?
When we see the signs, when something clicks, don't allow your mind to take over. Like, oh, that was just a coincidence. You know, there's that word synchronicity, and I love synchronicity. And it's when you're in total alignment with the universe and you're in the zone. When something deep within yourself or your subconscious knows there's something that you're looking for, something that you're seeking that is actually seeking you, and you see the signs, don't dismiss the signs. You know, follow through. Don't let the mind take over and say, oh, that was just a silly coincidence. Oh, forget it. Oh, it possibly can't happen. Or, oh, I just can't possibly do that. It's completely outrageous. But you know what? You can possibly do it. And yes, it is outrageous. So go with it. Again, taking that step of courage, because it takes a lot of courage to discover who you are and to be willing to go on that journey to find out and to unveil the greatest mystery of all. And the greatest mystery of all is yourself.
Well,
so
we're going to
be willing to take that chance.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to be continuing this journey with my very special guest today, Rosanna Ionco. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the journey. We're going to be talking about where trust plays a role in this. But more importantly, what is that inward journey to healing? What is that soul retrieval? Let's take a short break. When we come back, lots more to talk about. We'll be giving you the website. We're letting you know how you can work directly with Rosanna and much more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Lots to come.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, what a great show. Hey, for more information about us, just go right over to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Lots of information. Sign up for our newsletter. Then you will get to find out about, you know, interviews like this one, conversations like the one Rosanna and I are having tonight, and much more. The other thing that I want to make sure, Rosanna, that everyone knows is how they can find out more about you and where they, you know, can get copies of the book. But why don't you give out your website so we can talk a bit about what folks will find there.
Great. Thank you, Pat. My website is rosannaianko.com. That's rosannaianko.com.
And for those of you that want to really click on it quickly, you can go right to our website. You'll see it right on the home page. Click on it. And as a matter of fact, you will see a book cover on our home page, because this book is my book of the month pick for all of you out there. Awakening the Divine Soul. I want to make sure that you all know what we're talking about here tonight. Finding Your Life Purpose. And the reason that this book is so important to me is because so many of you have asked for the message, how do I find my life purpose? How did you find yours, Pat? And how do you keep it alive and fresh? Well, that's why I asked Rosanna to join me, because her story is beautiful and powerful. Rosanna, I want to talk a bit about soul retrieval. It's one of the chapters you mentioned in the book, but it's that inward journey to healing. It's probably that place that most people really don't want to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you. I didn't really have a choice. I had to get there. It showed up. It was in front of me.
Yes, absolutely. And for myself as well, Pat, I had no choice. It was either take that inward journey or I was going to stay stuck. And it wasn't a very nice place to be in. And, you know, I thought, if I'm going to do this, I need to heal. And soul retrieval is just so incredible. It's actually a term used, again, in shamanism. And it is when a part of our soul is fragmented. So, for example, you know, situations that may have happened to us when we were a child or an adult or a teenager, part of us goes missing. Mm. And the situation is so overwhelming, you know, whether it was abuse or an accident or a harsh breakup, you know, in a relationship or a marriage, it was too overwhelming for us to deal with at the time. So a part of our soul is fragmented and it goes missing. And soul retrieval is taking that shamanic journey and playing detective, really, and finding where that missing, fragmented soul part is, and then bringing it back to the person, enabling them to feel whole again. And when the soul part is brought back, then the journey begins, because then we nurture it and we love it and we embrace that soul part and we embrace ourselves. Because, you know, how many people truly embrace all that they are? You know, there's things we may not love about ourselves. There's things we may not even like about ourselves. So again, it's all about taking that journey of healing, embracing all that we are, and learning to love ourselves.
I want to ask you a question, Rosanna, about this. Mm-hmm. The question that I think comes to mind, and certainly after listening to what you've just said, is this. You know, when we have those pieces of our soul that are missing, how does the effect of that, so to speak, manifest in the day-to-day parts of our lives? You know what I'm saying?
I do. Oh, it's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, we're able to actually carry on in our lives, but not as the old person. a completely new person, the real us, you know, not the fragmented soul that we have been, because I really believe, especially now, there's so many people walking around that are so fragmented, which causes them to be disempowered. And really, this journey of life is all about stepping back into your power, reclaiming you, reclaiming your birthright, and truly shining the magnificent being that you are. You know, so then you can help others on their journey. So then you can live a life of joy. And, you know, giving ourselves permission, I find that is such a huge thing with people as well. How many of us really give ourselves permission and allow ourselves to love and to live a life of joy?
Well, you know, that's a question that I think all of us can answer. You know, we don't. And I think you said it best earlier. You know, we are right now in the middle of a busyness epidemic, so to speak.
Yes.
And, you know, in it seems like we're kind of speeding things up and really don't feel like we deserve, Rosanna, to take that time, really deserve to be in the beauty that you so describe in this book, the time you spent in Hawaii and other places. How can we learn to treat ourselves better? Is part of this, as you said, the forgiveness aspect of this, so that we don't live in guilt and shame?
Oh, forgiveness is huge, Pat. You know, forgiveness has such a high vibration, just like love does. And, you know, first of all, do we need to forgive ourselves? You know, and then do we need to forgive another? You know, what I call is the grudge game. How many people are walking around every day playing the grudge game? Oh, this person did this to me, or I'm never going to be able to forgive this person. How could they have done that to me? But really, just embrace the journey. If you can have the courage to embrace the journey and forgive, forgive the person that perhaps you may see as they ruined your life, you know, or they made your life an absolute disaster. Perhaps if you can turn that around and actually see that that person or those people or that situation actually gave you a blessing, actually gave you the biggest blessing in your life, and then you surrender, and then you work with the issue of forgiveness. That is just such a magical journey on its own. You know, you'll feel like a different person.
You know, what were some of the people, Rosanna? I mean, you really come with extraordinary wisdom, and anybody that reads this book will understand why. But along the way, you met some very interesting, funny, enjoyable, and sometimes scary people.
Yeah.
I would love for you to share a little bit of this. You know, without us going into the whole book, believe me, we're not going to run out of folks in stories that you share. But you have come across some extraordinary teachers, people that most folks would say, oh, she's not really a teacher. But you have really, let's just say it, you have been hanging out with some incredible folks.
Mm-hmm.
How have
yeah.
they influenced your life? And, you know, you mentioned, I believe, just about every one of them in this book. You give them credit for what they've shared with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we talking about physical or spiritual teachers?
Oh, you know, so I'm talking about both.
Because is there really a difference? You know, the physical teachers have been amazing. And, you know, I believe that everyone comes into our lives at a certain time. You know, first of all, the greatest teacher is yourself. And, you know, that may be hard to swallow, but the greatest teacher is yourself. However, we are so blessed in this life to have all these great people, sages and avatars and just wonderful teachers that are here to help make this place, you know, this earth just a better place, and to help raise the vibration of our world, of our earth. And then on a spiritual level, there's been incredible teachers that have come to me that are still with me. And, you know, for someone who's experienced for the first time a spirit guide, but they don't believe in them, you know, okay, this person appeared, but come on, it was just my imagination. How about testing it? Ask that spirit guide, ask that person to give you a sign. And I guarantee you will get a sign, whether it is, you know, a license plate or a picture in a shop that stands out and, you know, there's your power animal staring at you, or a postcard that you get in the mail from a distant friend that just suddenly appears, and this picture is your power animal that relates to something, perhaps a dream that you had a year ago, or when you were 10 years old and you had this imaginary friend that was a dolphin, or a fairy. Just embrace everything that you are experiencing and give it a chance. Yes, it may seem crazy to you. Yes, it may be unconventional, but give it a chance. You'll surprise yourself.
You know, it's really interesting we're talking about this because I shared with you that every day I see at least one eagle. And, I see them in places that I'm driving down the 405. There they are. Today it was extraordinary because I was coming out of the studio and I was at a very busy, Rosanna, four-way intersection, very busy.
Wow.
20 feet above me, and we can see the eagles out of our studio, but never this close. 20 feet above me, it had to be no more than 20 feet. This eagle just had come down, just hanging out, and then took off again. So one of my friends said to me, and I want to ask you about this, because this is something where we get the same signs. But my friend said to me this, what the heck are you missing? What is it about the eagle that, is it because obviously for some people having this many, let's call them sightings, is a little bit unusual. I don't think it's unusual. I've got eagle feathers. I don't think it's unusual. But for this person, it was like, have you ever thought about what the eagle is trying to tell you? And I have to confess, I've not.
Okay.
I just feel like really cool that this, I get to see eagles every day. What am I missing, Rosanna?
Well, first of all, what a huge, huge blessing. In the middle of the highway, you're driving and you have this eagle showing itself again. So I'm going to ask you, Pat, what does the eagle mean to you? And how does it relate to you right now in your present life?
It's an easy answer for me. The eagle represents soaring high.
Okay.
That's what it represents for me. I don't know much about them. I have Native American friends and, they tell me about them. But for me, there's such beauty and grace. Imagine soaring so high, Rosanna, in such beauty, in such absolute grace, in such ease. That's what it represents to me.
And is that how you are flowing? Is that how you see yourself right now?
I really do. I am so grateful for what is in my life right now. Being able to spend an hour with you, being able to connect with our listeners, which I get to do in person as well. I never imagined a life like this. So for me, I do feel like that's sort of, an energy I resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
That ability to spend an hour like I'm doing now, you and I in this very moment, unencumbered by a phone or a computer, and connecting with thousands of people across the globe. Isn't that, for me, the best moment that I could spend in any given day?
Oh, that is so beautiful, Pat. That is really beautiful. And yes, and I can feel it, and I can feel your spirit through this, and you love what you're doing. And I would also like to say is the eagle was showing itself to you, letting you know that you're on the right track, and it's soaring with you. It's soaring with you. So I would recommend, if it felt right for you to do so, to go into a journey or to go into a meditation and give thanks to this beautiful eagle and ask if there's anything else that it would like to say to you or share with you. It sounds like this eagle is just soaring so high with you and wants to continue to take you on this beautiful journey and this journey of gratitude.
Well, this is where I think that, when you talked about, and I want to get to this again, when you talked about looking for the signs, it was, for me, it's important to do that. Growing up in New York City, most of the time you're staring at the cement, but that doesn't mean that we don't have dreams. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? I could be on the monkey bars, Rosanna, but
Absolutely.
I'm still dreaming.
Yeah, Definitely. And again, it's a sign that you are connected. You are plugged into your source.
Mm. I want to talk about dreams because I know this embodies the work that you do. You know, mm-hmm. you transform and help others transform their lives. You help people live their dreams. In the book, you talk about keeping your dreams alive, and you talk about the tree of life and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You actually address manifestation as one mm-hmm. of the steps. And I have to tell you, I am so pleased to have you do that. So many people in the communities that we hang out with don't want to talk about manifestation. They don't want to talk about desires and wants. And I would love for you to talk about the essence of keeping our dreams alive.
Wow. The essence of keeping our dreams alive, I would say, is everything. You know, for me personally, it's always been, I don't know, I feel I've always had this childlike energy, and it's always been so important to continue to dream and to know that we can reach those heights and to know that we can step out of the box and that we can accomplish whatever we put our mind to. And again, I'm not saying, you know, we're going to snap our fingers and it's just suddenly going to appear, but I really truly believe that if we stay in a positive mindset and that we go with it, you know, ride the waves of life. Yes, the waves are going to be rough at times. Yes, they're going to be smooth, but stay with it. That's the journey. You know, that's who you really are, and that's how you really find out who you truly are, by growing and by going with the ride of life.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you got a big wave out there, just bring your surfboard.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got a big wave out there, bring your surfboard. If it's a big wind, get on the sailboat.
Definitely. And sure, it is scary. You know, yes, it can be terrifying. And yes, I have been absolutely terrified so many times. But do you know how amazing it is to feel when you walk through that fear, when you dance with that fear? Dancing with that fear, that's another story altogether.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I love what you just said, and it's not something that I've heard before. You know, for the listeners that are listening to the show, you know, really this is a place and a time for inspiration, and it's really to let go for a little bit of the, you know, let go of the perspiration for a few, sit down and have a little inspiration. But let's talk about the dance, because we can dance with fear, don't you think? We can dance with joy. We can dance with love.
You know, we could dance with sorrow and we could dance with pain. And, you know, I think that's another reason why people get so wrapped up in chaos, you know, and there's fear and there's pain, but how many times do people want to take that journey to face it? Face the pain. Embrace the pain. You know, allow yourself to go on this journey of healing. And then dance with it, you know, go through the motions. If you need to cry, release it, let it out, write a letter to yourself, write a letter to someone else, draw some beautiful pictures, you know, even if you're not an artist, because a lot of people say, have you heard this, Pat? You know, I'm not an artist, I can't possibly draw, forget it.
I know, I've heard that a million times, right? Yeah, I've actually said
can.
It a few times myself.
Yeah, and I have as well. But you know what? Give it a try. How about just taking that chance and doing something completely different? Get out of your comfort zone and then dance with life, no matter what life brings you.
You know, this has been an incredible time with you, Rosanna. I have to tell you, thank you so much for spending this time with us. And again, there's so much that we could talk about. I want to ask you this last question. Given what we are capable of, all of us, everyone listening to the show, what is the greatest opening we can present to ourselves to be in that place of divine soul space?
I would say love. Love. You know, love yourself first. Love yourself. How can you love another if you don't love yourself? Love everything about you. And if you don't love certain parts about you, find out why. Find out why. Investigate yourself. Take that journey. Go on a date. Go on 10 dates. Go on 50 dates with yourself. Unveil your greatest mystery and then love and share your love with the world, no matter what.
Well, you know, this is really, again, let's give out your website again. I want to make sure that folks can find you. And also, you work with folks on something called motivational mentoring for the soul. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
I do. No, I don't mind at all. I help individuals discover their purpose and their passion. And how I do this is by helping them to take that inward journey, you know, to go on that journey of self and discover who they are, and if there's any healing that's required to assist them on that journey, then I'm here to help them.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me
Thank you so
tonight.
Much for inviting me. Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Pat.
It's incredible. I hope you will come back and join me again. I would love to invite you back so that I can share your story and your wisdom with so many of our other listeners.
Thank you. I would love to be back. And again, my website is www.rosannaiyenko.com. And that's rosannaiyenko.com. And I'm actually doing a special on my book right now for anybody who visits the website.
Well, please take a visit at the website, and I will tell you that you're going to see this book up on my website. It was such an honor to be able to have you on the show, but more importantly, you reminded me, Rosanna, through your story, through your journey, you reminded me of how amazing this journey could be and how we, each of us, have the opportunity to awaken our divine souls every day. Thank you for the reminder.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, every single person, every person on this earth has a grand, beautiful purpose.
And let's do it all together. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on as you do. It is so absolutely cool to be able to connect with you. I want to give a shout out for an entirely new group of listeners we have over in New Zealand. And I want to thank you all for joining us on the show. Thank you all for forming the group that you formed over there and for sending us the emails that you sent us. You are amazing. For all of you everywhere, anywhere you are today, remember what Rosanna says. You are magnificent, you are divine, and you have a divine right to awaken your soul. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Remember the message, you are it. We'll see you next time.
Overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow.
Dance on curtain.